Revelation chapter 18, the fall of Babylon. So, this is all talking about the things that are going to happen just at the time when Jesus comes back. After this, I saw another angel coming down out of heaven. He had great power, and his splendor filled the whole earth. He cried in a loud voice, "Babylon is fallen. Babylon the Great has fallen. She is going to become a habitation for unclean spirits, and all kinds of dirty and hateful birds will live inside her. For all the nations have drunk her wine. The kings of the earth have practiced wrong relationships with her, and all the businessmen of the world grew rich from her." So, whatever this Babylon is, it's talking about a system of things which is based around wicked behavior, drunkenness, getting rich on the back of other people, immorality of every kind. So it's a big system, that's what it's saying. And it's likened to a city, but it's all going to come down when Jesus comes back. Now, whether that's just talking about the world as it is now, or whether it's talking about some specific sort of system that will be set up in the last days, I don't know. Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, come out. Don't partake in her sins, or else you'll share in her judgment." So, that's quoting from the Old Testament, when the Jews who were in exile in Babylon were told, come out, leave Babylon and go back and live in the land of Israel. That was at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, but most of them didn't want to. Most of them stayed there. They liked the soft life. And yet, Babylon was to be destroyed. "Treat her as she has treated you. Pay her back double for all that she has done. Fill her a cup with judgment twice as strong as what she gave to others. Give her much suffering and grief, as much as the glory and luxury that she gave herself. For she says, 'I sit here a queen, I'm no widow, I will never come to grief.' But because of this, in one day she will be destroyed with plagues, disease, grief, and famine. And she shall be burnt with fire, because strong is the Lord God who judges her." So this sort of high luxury living that the world is full of, this is not for us. That even if you are really rich, you shouldn't live in this sort of luxurious, opulent sort of way. People really, really rich spending 100,000 euros on a gold and pearl toilet seat. This sort of thing. This is not right, even if you are really, really wealthy. It's this sort of thing that God doesn't like. And when you compare how life was when certainly I was young with how it is now, let alone in the days of my parents or grandparents, we've got fancy food from Italy, we have chocolate from wherever it is where the best chocolate is supposed to be made. Actually, even relatively poor people live actually a far higher luxury life than ever their fathers or their grandfathers or great-grandparents ever did. And God doesn't like this. He doesn't like people living like that because it's not the right way to live. In the world, the idea is if you've got the money, you spend it on having a great time for yourself and you just have servants waiting on you and all this and you have the best of everything and whatever. That's not how Jesus was. Jesus was a poor man who died on the cross and said, "You are to pick up my cross and follow me." So it's not that we're supposed to live in absolute poverty, but this system of Babylon, whatever it represents in the last days, we don't know exactly, is condemned for living in glory and luxury. And God clearly doesn't like this. He really doesn't like it. He wants us to be humble. He wants us to be modest. He doesn't want us to show off and things like that. Then it says, "The kings of the earth or the land who took part in her immorality and lust will wail over the city when they see the smoke from the flames consuming her. They will stand far off, fearful of sharing in her suffering. They will say, 'Woe, woe, this great and mighty Babylon in just 1 hour. All this has come to nothing.'" And that's what will happen. In just 1 hour, in just one moment, very quickly, God can change everything. Could be by some sort of volcanoes, it could be by just his judgment. All this that seems so solid and like it's going to last forever actually won't. And all the businessmen, all the traders, the merchants of the land will cry and mourn for her because nobody buys their luxury goods anymore. Nobody buys their gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, their things of linen, purple cloth, silk, scarlet, all kinds of rare wood and things made of ivory, that's elephant's horns, expensive wood, bronze, iron, marble, cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, oil, flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, carriages. The merchants of the earth will say to her, all the good things you longed to own have disappeared, and all your wealth and your glamour and your luxury are gone, and you will never have them again. And the traders who became rich from all this business will stand far away, and they will cry and mourn and say, woe, woe, this great city, she used to dress herself up in linen, purple and scarlet, and cover herself with precious stones and pearls, and in 1 hour it has all come to nothing. That's what's going to happen. It talks there about ivory. Why go and kill elephants, a whole elephant, just to get its tusks and use its tusks to make something of ivory so that you can show off and say, I've got something made of ivory. All this sort of thing in the world in which we live is thought to be cool. That's thought to be smart, to live that kind of life. But in the end, very quickly, all that is going to come to nothing. And you've got to remember that because we live in the world and it all seems like it's going to go on forever and that all this is good solid stuff and it's cool and smart to do this or that and to have things made of ivory or whatever. But this is not God's view. God's not impressed by those things. And quite simply, we've all already learnt that you don't need money to be happy. You don't need wealth to be happy. In fact, when you go into the homes of some of these people who've got all these things, they are miserable, absolutely miserable. When we were looking for a hall for the soup kitchen for the church, we did think about buying a big house, and instead of getting the soup kitchen that we've got, we thought of getting a big house. Mummy and I used to go around and look at these big houses, and you met the owners, and none of them were really the sort of thing that was good for us. But you went around these places with all these very, very expensive door handles costing €1,000 or something, and you look into the eyes of those people who own them, and they're not happy. They've not found happiness. Their kids aren't happy. Their kids are whining and moaning and groaning. You don't need money. You don't all need all this stuff to be happy, even leaving God out of it. You don't need all this to be happy. And all the sailors and the captains of the ships and all the others who earned their living from trading, they also cried out as they saw the smoke going up and the flames consuming her. They said, woe to this great city. They threw dust on their heads and they mourned and said, how awful that this great city Babylon has come down. She's the city where all of us who had ships sailing in the seas became rich, and in 1 hour she has lost it all. So all the people who were making money out of this kind of thing, they also are going to suffer, and that is really the whole world. But rejoice, God's people and the apostles and prophets, for God has condemned her for what she did to you. So I wondered if this is maybe not talking about this present world, but about some system that will arise before Jesus comes back and everybody will get rich. Everyone's always complaining, oh, our country's poor, I'm poor, this isn't right, the economy of the world's going wrong. But maybe in the very last days, it all suddenly appears to turn around and everyone gets really rich and wealthy. And yet they persecute the people of God. And then it's all going to be destroyed. Then a mighty angel picked up a millstone and threw it into the sea and said, this is how that great city Babylon is going to be thrown down and will not be seen again. And the sound of harps and harpers and musicians playing with their flutes and trumpets will never be heard in you again. No workman from whatever trade whatsoever will be found in you again. In other words, there was lots of building going on there. It's all going to finish, and the sound of the millstone will be not heard again. Neither again will there ever be the light of a lamp seen in you, nor will the bride and the bridegroom rejoice in you. Your traders were the great men of the world, but by your deception all the peoples will have deceived. And so Babylon was punished, because the blood of prophets and of God's people was found in the city, yes, the blood of all those that were killed in the land. So, I think this is talking about something that's still to come, but we can take the lesson. Don't think that it's cool to have super high luxury living. This is not pleasing to God. And all the way through, when God, for example, designed the tabernacle, how he wanted to be served, it was all very, very simple, really, very small scale. The Ark of the Covenant itself was not a big box. It was made from acacia wood, which is just like a thorn bush, not very fancy at all. And so that's what God is, in a way. God is himself. Though he owns everything, he's kind of modest himself. And that's how we should be.